when you read the judgment that was handed down by the Constitutional Court yesterday, particularly the very scathing remarks that were given by the Chief Justice of the country, you actually feel sad and you feel very extremely disconcerted on behalf of Tomana. Because what it basically means is that Mr. Tomana has actually, humiliated himself. He has put both himself as a private individual, also himself as a legal practitioner, as a member of the court. The more important thing, himself as a senior public official, i.e., as the country's prosecutor general, into serious disrepute. And assuming that he has got a conscience, I would actually want to appeal to Johannes and tell him that if I were him, I would proceed to immediately tender my resignation.
Okay, Mr. Dube, your thoughts?
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Honorable Kutu has spoken quite broadly about what it means, in terms of the office that Mr. Tomana holds in state affairs. Secondly, he has spoken to the consequences, certainly, that should or might befall him if he does not execute the instructions, if you like, judgment of the judges. But I want to say that it is symptomatic of the problem that we have got in the country. The problem being that there's been lack of separation of institutions of state and the political party in power, the ruling political party. So what it then means is that institutions of state are used and abused willy-nilly by the party in government.
Mr. Kutu, apart from appealing to the Law Society and other organizations, what else are you as a party going to do about Mr. Tomana?
The party, we are, as I already indicated to you, Chris, very, very concerned, indeed very disturbed, very saddened by Mr. Tomana's conduct. As I've already said, this is not a one-off situation. If we go back a few years ago, when Johannes Tomana was still the Attorney General of Zimbabwe, during the time when the office of the Attorney General was tasked constitutionally with the mandate to prosecute criminal cases of the matter, he was actually on record. He had a terrible record of being partisan in the manner in which he prosecuted matters. He actually has been a person who has come out publicly to say that when he was Attorney General, he came out publicly. He was on national television. He was in the national newspapers saying that I am a ZANU-PF supporter. And here we had a person who was the then Attorney General coming out so publicly to say that is my political affiliation. Of course, we appreciate that everyone has got a right to hold their own political affiliation. But as soon as you assume the office of the Attorney General then, or the Prosecutor General then, or even to be a judge of the High Court, as you know, the position of the Prosecutor General actually ranks pari passu, or that is on the same level with the position of a judge of the Supreme Court. You are not supposed to be politically active.
There's no unity of purpose. There is nothing. People are just going on like nothing has happened. As a political science student, Mr. Dube, what do you think about such an incident regarding the reaction of both the political parties and the people in general?
The difficulty is that the situation in Zimbabwe is that it's each man for himself in terms of political parties. There is no common objective, there's no common agenda. So there's no agreed value and principle base which are sacrosanct, which all political parties can agree to defend.